December 17th, 2010, a 26-year-old Tunisian fruit seller called Mohamed Bouazizi set himself alight outside the governor's office in Sidi Bouzid. Bouazizi was despondent at the bureaucracy and corruption which thwarted his attempts to make an honest living. He was clearly not alone. By the time Bouazizi died on January 4th, 2011, protests engulfed the country. 10 days after that, Tunisia's president, Zine El Abidine Ben Ali, fled the country he had ruled for nearly a quarter of a century. The regional revolt, which became known as the Arab Spring, had begun.
These ill-intentioned protesters have exploited an isolated act of desperation. These hostile actors are in the pay of foreigners who have sold their souls to extremism and terrorism, manipulated from outside the country by parties who do not wish well on a country determined to persevere.
The Arab Spring failed, in general, to promote the blossoming of liberal democracy across the Middle East. But if it was a success anywhere, and we will come back to the size of that if presently, it was in the Arab Spring's birthplace. This past weekend, Tunisia held its second free presidential election since the Arab Spring, its second free presidential election in its history. This one brought forward a few months following July's death in office of the previous incumbent, elderly political veteran Beji Caid Essebsi. Tunisia's new president, elected with a thumping majority in a second round runoff, is Kais Saied. At which point, some biographical background. President-elect Saied, he'll be sworn in at the end of this month, is a 61-year-old former professor of constitutional law with a modest profile as a public intellectual who taught mostly at the University of Tunis. He helped draft Tunisia's new post-Arab Spring constitution, but displayed little aspiration to political office until 2018, when he declared himself an independent candidate for the presidency. Initially, Saied looked, and may have suspected himself to be, one of the improbable outsiders who often show up at these things to make some point or other, rather than being a serious contender. Indeed, he claimed he'd never even voted before. But amid the huge field which contested the first round of voting back in September, Saied's austere, even dour presence set him apart from the noise generated by the candidates backed by the established parties. He turned the nickname Robocop from an insult into a compliment. Saied ran almost no advertising and held no rallies, preferring to trudge door to door to speak to voters directly. His message was simple. He is clean, his own man, not on the hook to anybody. When he made it to the two-candidate runoff against Nabil Karoui, a brash media tycoon who spent much of election season in prison, pending charges of tax fraud and money laundering, the result was inevitable. Even though Saied refused to campaign while his opponent was in the clink, forswearing what he believed was an unfair advantage. While getting elected as an outsider candidate anywhere is no small accomplishment, it is also, relatively speaking, the easy part. President-elect Saied now has to try governing while toting a considerable burden of expectations and without a party apparatus to support him. And getting Saied's proposed reforms onto the statute books will require a two-thirds majority in Tunisia's parliament. Also, under Tunisia's system as it stands, and which Saied very much wants to change, the presidential purview is limited to national security, defence and foreign affairs, which may limit Saied's ability to get things done at home. It will also require him to apply for his first passport. Saied is not, regrettably, an altogether fresh new liberal broom in the context of Middle Eastern politics. He is keen on the death penalty, much less so on gay people, and believes that women should not get to enjoy the same inheritance rights as men. It is wretched indeed in that context of Middle Eastern politics that he nevertheless appears a stretch better than the average. But Saied can count, for the moment at least, on Tunisia's impatient youth. Roughly 90% of 18 to 25-year-olds voted for him, attracted by his detachment from the establishment. He should also be helped along by the robust civil society, which has helped prevent Tunisia from descending into post-Arab Spring chaos, and which won a quartet of Tunisian civic organizations the 2015 Nobel Peace Prize.
The people say no to extremism and no to terrorism. Tunisian people know how art and culture are important to understand and appreciate different countries and habits and bring people together. Culture leads to dialogue.
Tunisia has made considerable progress since Mohamed Bouazizi made his stand and his sacrifice. It remains, however, a considerable stretch from where many Tunisians would prefer it to be. President-elect Saïd faces both a challenge and an opportunity. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.